Mishnah tells Bilam, Loi sa'ar esa'om ki baruch. Loi sa'ar esa'om ki baruch. Don't curse them, bless them. The kibaruch, don't curse them. Rashi brings, Omar Loi. So Bilam said to the Rabbi Nishalem, okay, you're not letting me curse them. Im kein avarchin. Let me give him a bracha. Omar Loi, Zokta Eivishter, Einam tzrichim lebirchoscha, etc. They don't need your bracha. Understand what that means. Let me uchzech, let me dufshech. He says, oh, well, not your good, not your bad. Put yourself into the mind of Bilam. Bilam was no slouch. What was Bilam thinking? Im kein avarchin. You're coming to be... No love lost between Bilam and Klal Yisrael. That Bilam is being paid nicely to curse them, right? So the Rebbeinu says, "Don't go curse them." So Bilam says, "Im kein avarchem." Why? What's Bilam gaining by that? Interesting. Hagdor. So the pshat here is pashat. I think they say it in various neschayos, but the pshat is pashat. One thing is muchach. Bilam's klalas were real, right? Bilam's klalas packed a punch. V'horaya. It's not just, it weren't just words. Right? It weren't just words. The Rebbeinu Shalom had to be Mishana, Bilam's Klolas, came out as brachas. Right? Came out as brachas. If they're meaningless words and powerless, so why did the Eibishter have to bother to change it to brachas? Right? Elamai, there was a kayach. There was a kayach. If there was a kayach to the Klolas of Bilam, so there was also a kayach to the brachas of Bilam. There was also a kayach to the brachas of Bilam. Memela, this is the yisayid of Leimi Uchtzech v'Leimi Tuvshech. In the klala of Bilam, what does it do? Even if it's a... That means, okay, a klala is simple, right? It makes a kesher between Bilam and Klal Yisrael. He makes this klala that through Bilam's klala, Rachman al-Islan, Rash had come to Klal Yisrael. Right? What's the bracha of Bilam? The same thing. Through the Bilam pipeline... Right, the bracha is through the Bilam pipeline. Taifa should come to Klal Yisrael. Bracha should come to Klal Yisrael. So, what's Bilam thinking? Very simple. Bilam is tuma. Bilam's pipeline is a tomedika pipeline. Right, let them get their bracha through me. If they let them get their bracha through me, so the Bilam tuma will be also in that bracha, and memela it will have the sakana that it can be. As you see later on, it says it was klala, it ended up being klala for Klal Yisrael. What does it mean? It didn't change. This idea that it could, that the bracha is, you're getting the good, you're getting your sustenance from a tamei mokar, so that already forges a kesher between you and the tamei mokar. It can have an effect on you already. So Bilam wasn't coming all, Bilam didn't just decide, okay, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want that, Bilam's a big Yerei Shemayim, he decides to be exceedingly benevolent and say, im kein avarchem. That's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. Bilam says, all right, you're not going to let me take a direct shot between the eyes to make a klala? So let's go around, let's go in a roundabout way. I want to let me give him a bracha. What does that mean? Their bracha will be from me. If their bracha will be from me, oh, so your bracha is going to become from a makar through and or via a pipeline of tumah. If the bracha is going to be from a makar or via a pipeline of tumah, it will have the sakonas to mabach shel Klal Yisrael. It'll be a bracha, but it can be misused and it can be turned into a klal. Because I'll say in Sanhedrin, in Kufayim Abayis, that all the brachas that Bilam ultimately was mevarach them turned into klalas, except one, which is Matayv Alecha Yaakov, it's Torah and Tefillah. The Tayyid is poshut, because what's the aside? What I think the pshat is, when did they turn into klalas? But he wanted to be mevarach them, we give them klolas, the Eibishter turned it into brachas, and then all of a sudden it turned into klolas later on. The Taichus, it had this sakana that it can be misused. If it had this sakana that it can be misused, it was misused. That's what it meant, it turned into klolas. The tumma of the pipeline of Bilam affected it, and taka, you go on. Masha'in Kain, for example, let's take affluence, wealth. It's a finer thing, it's b'yisoydei a bracha. It's b'yisaydei a bracha. You don't have to go collect money, and a person's able to be mekayim tayru mitzvahs, and a person can say, well, it's beautiful. It can be misused, right? It can be. That's the idea. You have something that essentially is a bracha, but it can be misused. And, you know, people, if you take a look of the people who've won the big lotteries, Right? The people who won the big lotteries, there's suicides, there's families get broken up. It's destruction. You won $5 million or $50 million in a lottery. Gewaldic. You can buy yourself a nice house to pay up all your mishpachas, chayvis, whatever, you know, whatever it is. Kol echad lefi mashehu. Where's the machlok? It can be misused. It can be misused. If misused, the bracha can turn into a klala. Torah didn't affect, because what is it? That's the tumah of Bilam infused. Torah is not mekabel tumah. Torah is not mekabel tumah. Torah is pure. Torah is pure. So Torah, the only thing that Bilam's tumah could not affect is Torah. That's now there's a meiridik medrash. Very few people know this medrash. The medrash in Parshas Ekev that is just mind-boggling. I think Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman. Shmuel Bar Nachman states, "Kol ma sheYisrael oichlim ba'olam hazeh." Everything that Klal Yisrael has b'olam hazeh, mikayach habrachas shebircham Bilam harasha. It's all mikayach the brachas that Bilam was mevarche. Avol brachas shebircham ha'isin ha'ovis, tov hashamayim, shmanei ha'aretz, yagra, those mishumarim hein lasid lovim. That means everything. A guy makes a nice parnosa. A guy is steigs in learning. A guy is successful at whatever he does. That's kulay mibirat b'chaysav shel Bilam. That like sort of pulls you down a bit. No, everything I'm doing is brachas shel Bilam. Really? Bebet? You have Yaakov's brachas. Why? How does one fathom such a chazal? What are chazal saying? So there's two ways to understand it. The first way is, like we said, what does it mean when we said that the brachas of Bilam be'etzim, and they changed the clay? I can ask more than that. How could I can ask it even? Forget the part that it's mind-boggling. Now let's call it in lamdasha terms. Let's ask a stira to it. What does it say again? Kol mash Yisrael oichlim ba'olam hazeh mikayach brachas shebircham Bilam harasha. 1 second. Didn't Chazal say that all the brachas that bircham was mevarach turned to klolas except for matayv olecha yakev? What brachas? They turned to klolas. If the brachas turned to klolas, how could we be nizan from the brachas that Bilam was mevarach if the brachas are klolas? The way we touched it up, we can understand it. Because what does it mean that the brachas turned to klolas? It doesn't mean the brachas just the Rebbeinu Shel Olam changed the, you know, changed the thing, switched the whole thing inside out and turned it into a klolas. The bracha was a bracha, right? But since the bracha was coming from a makar of tumah, right? So it was wrought with sakonas. Right, that it can be misused, and what does it turn to klolas mean? All the brachas were in fact at various times misused and turned into klolas. In other words, they feel like the guy who won the lottery and ended up committing suicide. Those things happen, but be yisoid, it's brachas. One can safeguard himself, right? If one prepares and is strong in his emunah, right, and strong in his emunah and bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so one can withstand that tumah and take the bracha and use it as a bracha. That could be. So it's no stira be'etzem to say on the one hand that we are now nizayin mibrachaysev shel Bilam. So I'm saying, why should we be? But we are nizayin mibrachaysev shel Bilam. It's not a stira to saying all the brachas were nesapach to klolas, because all the brachas were nesapach to klolas. It doesn't mean Bilam wanted to be mekalas, so the Eibusha turned it into a bracha. And then afterwards the Eibusha decided, no, you know what, let's turn it back into a klolas. That's not what it was. It turned into a bracha, at kan v'sulay, but the bracha is fart Bilam's a bracha. If it's Bilam's a bracha, it's a makar, it's a pipeline of tumah. If it's a pipeline of tumah, it will lead to whatever. Can, cannot. If you fortify yourself, you're mechazik yourself, you daven like a mensch, you learn like a mensch, it doesn't happen. It doesn't affect you like that. You don't. You're not strong in your emunah. It does happen like that. It can. But still, Klal Yisrael's nizan v'mechazik shel Bilam. Why is that? The Torah says pashut. What would be the difference if Klal Yisrael was nizan from the brachas of, let's say, Yaakov Avinu, or from the brachas of Bilam? What's the difference? I think it's very simple. Just like we said, if the brachas of Bilam, so the pipeline is a pipeline of tumah, and that pipeline of tumah, memela, it comes from tumah, so it gives the efsharas to be misused, and you have to be mischazik not to. So same thing, if we're coming from Yaakov, so then the bracha would be through, from a source and through a pipeline of kedusha. Right. Same thing. If it's be'etzim a bracha and it comes from through a pipeline of kedusha, there would be no possibility for a person to be nichshel. There would be no possibility for a person to be nichshel. It's batzim a bracha. It comes from the helix, the art, from the kedusha of Yaakov Avinu. So then they think it's pure kedusha. From pure kedusha, it's not going to come out of the achet. Now, what are we here in this world for? The Eibishter set up the world, not that you should, that the Eilim, that a person should have nesiyonis, a person should work through it, and a person should be zeichet Eilim Abba. Not, it shouldn't be in the form, the Ramchal speaks Bariches, it shouldn't be in the form of a matana, that would be called Nahama de Kisufa, that would be called, like, you know, something that is a handout, Gilu. It should be in the form of Schar V'Einish, even though ultimately everything is the Rabbi Nishalem's matana, because there's no real reason why you deserve anything, it's all because the Eibishter gave it to you. But Al Kopanim, it should be like there's Nisyonis and you're Eimed and you're that. And if everything would have come from the brachas, that's what Chazal are saying in that matter. If it would come from the brachas of the Ovis, then it's a bracha be'etzem, and it's coming from a makar of kedusha, no nisyonis, no avodas adam in this world. So then everybody would be tzaddikim without having done anything. So you don't deserve anything. Where does bechira kick in? Only because the brachas are coming with the sakana placed in them by the fact that they're coming with brachas of shalbila. Then already, there's an avoida. A person can be misakin themselves. Like we said, it doesn't mean the brachas turn to klolas. You can be misakin, you can be misakin. You can prepare yourself. A person's strong in his amuna, a person's dedicated to Torah mitzvahs, a person's dedicated to Nirvana Nishalayla, he'll be able to handle whatever comes his way. Right? But the sakana, but you have to do that, and that's your conscious decision, that's your bechira to do that, that's the avoida sa'adam. If it would have come from the bracha of the avos, would have been kulay taif, kulay kedusha, would have been kulam kedushim, and there would have been no nesiyanis and no avaydas adam. When do we have the brachas? When are we niza in mibrachaisa shel avos, where it's absolute taif and no nesiyanis? That's only lasad lava. That's only lasad lava. That's one shot in the chazal. Another taich in the chazal, another taich legabi, let's say that kasha that we asked. How could it be that we're niza in from the brachas of of Bilam, if Chazal say that all the brachas were nishapach to klalas except for matayvu alecha yankiv. So to answer another mahalach, I found the yesod is in the shah. It says the shach al ha-Torah, which not to be confused with the shach and shulchan aruch. The shach al ha-Torah, sifsekei al ha-Torah, is a Talmud of the Arizal. But we call the shach al ha-Torah. He writes that what does it mean? We pashtus learn that all the brachas were nishapach to klalas. Right, so all the brachas, everything else is old. Chazal list everything he said there besides Matayv Olecha Yankim Mishnesech Yisrael, the whole list of everything except Matayv Olecha Yankim. Okay, so he wasn't pegeya. He wasn't pegeya in Torah and in Tefillah. Right, Tefillah Tefillah. Oh, Olecha Yankim Mishnesech Yisrael. He said one's Mismedrish, one's Mishaknesses. Wasn't pegeya in that. Fine. Zoch Deshach no. Klal Yisrael did not lose anything by the fact that the other ones were nishapach to klolas. What does it mean? All the other brachas now, what does it mean? He wasn't pegeya in matayvu alecha yankiv. All the brachas will come mikayach to matayvu alecha yankiv. Mikayach the Talmud Torah of the matayvu alecha yankiv. Mikayach the tefillah of Mishkanei Secher Yisrael. You'll take a have all the brachas. You'll have the parnasa. You'll have the shefa. You'll have everything. I have everything else put to a klala, right? It's all mikayach tefillah. It all comes mikayach tayr and mikayach. It's now put into this corner. Everything is condensed into tayru tefillah. Through tayru tefillah, that's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. That means if somebody is matzliach, it's because there's tayru tefillah in the world. That's what happens. Okay, so now we no longer have a kasha. How could we say kol ha'olam is nizayin mibrachos of shel bilam if all the brachas were nisapach leklala? That's not shver anymore, lefi d'sham. Right? Because kol ha'olam is nizayin, the brachas of bilam are still there. Why? Because all of that shefa is now coming, just it's coming as a result of through the Talmud Torah and Tefillah. Right? That's how it's all coming. So it's there. Now, why do we need brachas of shel bilam? Again, the same thing. Again, the same thing. What's Bricha Yisuf Shel Bilam? If this, the through Teru Tefillah, the Eilam is Nisparnis, if that would be coming, Bechecha Shel Yaakov, so then there would be, again, there would be no Nisyanis. Same yourself. There would be no Nisyanis. What does that mean? There would be no Kayach. Teru would be, the Eilam would be learning Teru like Vasmada Rabba, like Torah is meant to be learned, and Da'ilim would be learning like a mensch, and davening like a mensch, and Mele, there'd be a chef of Parnassa, there would be Shalom in the world, everything would be there. You know, not the pshat that these people are learning at doing nothing. The whole Parnassa of the world and everything else, that would be, it would be coming through Torah Tefillah, the Shach says. If it would be from a chef of Kedusha, it would always be like that. Right? But as we know, there can be a Rifyan in Torah. There's something called the end of the Zman. Right? As we know, there can be a Rifyan in Torah. There can be a Rifyan in Tefillah. Needs no explanation. Right? There can be that too. Where does that come from? Because the Torah, Bilham has, Bilham, because we are Nizain Ba'ilam Azemi, Birchaisav Shel Bilham. Bilham has an Achiza on the Talmud Torah and on the Tefillah that he can make a Rifyan. If it were Nizain from the Avos HaKadoshim, if it would be Nizain from the Brachas of the Avos HaKadoshim, there would be no possibility of a Rifyan. Imagine that. You'd be on davening every time, every day, you'd be learning full Sdarim, and you'd not. The world would look different. I can't even imagine it. Right? Why does it look the way it does? Because we're Nizan in Berchais of Shel Bilam, because since we're getting it through the Kalim of Bilam, Bilam has an Achiza, and Bilam we can make a Rifya. Can make a Rifya. Our job is to be Mischazik, that there shouldn't be that Rifya. And if we are Mischazik, and there shouldn't be, you know, don't look, if there's other things happening in the world, this is something that cannot be repeated enough times. If there are things happening in the world, the biggest tendency we have, there's one guy who is to blame for every bad thing going on in the world. The guy's name is Yenim. Yeah, they're blaming somebody else. This thing, there's this over there, that's because this guy did this. They're taking money away from yeshivas. That's because there was a lapid and a shmapid and this guy and that guy and that. Everybody else. Wrong. Why do they have a koyach to do that? They have a koyach to do that because of your rifyan. If the brach is coming, if you were learning like a mensch, and we were davening like a mensch, they would have no koyach to do that. On the contrary, their whole oilim is misbarnes from us. What messes everything up? Where does it come from? Because we are shvach. Why? That's all because of the berchais of Bilam. What's our avayda? That's gufa what you're here for, to be mischazik and not let it be like that. That we should be learning this. We should be learning like a mensch. If our house were in order, there wouldn't be any other problems. If you said a problem, don't blame Yenim. Yenim only can do that. There's a Rabbi Nishalayim. Ad kan v'sulay. Right? It doesn't have to be this way. So it's a very simple equation. You do what the Rabbi Nishalayim wants. The Rabbi Nishalayim, it'll be kulay type. The name of the game is it's not so poshut. There's nisyanis because we're nizan v'birchais of shel bilam, right? So that's what we're here to do, is to be aimed on that and to be mischazik. You know, the tikkun we're starting now, the 3 weeks and the benam tzarim, a tikkun on that is to be mischazik in emuna. All the churbanos came because of various refyanis. There's a various revealed, like Bircha Batayra Tchila, which is a Pia B'Mashu and Amuna. If you go through each one of the Chatoyim and go through all of them now, for which the first base HaMikdash, the second base HaMikdash, Recharev, it's all that type of idea. Lashon Hara on somebody else, if you realize that everybody was there from the Rabbi Nishalaylam, and the Rabbi Nishalaylam was running the world, so what's it Lashon Hara on the Yenet? It bothers me, I don't fagin Yenem, Yena has this, and Yena does that, and Yena is a Bria from the Rabbi Nishalaylam, just like you are. If he has this and you have that, that's because the Rabbi Nishalaylam wants him to have this, and you have that, okay, he'll go have time to run the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Elamai, Yichasar Namuna. Right? It's all Amunah. Our avoda to stay immune, and you know, to be the anti-Bilam vaccine, right? The anti-Bilam vaccine is Torah and Tefillah. Daven like a mensch, learn like a mensch. Everything else will be mistadar. Shalom.